That's just for me. It's like when I give somebody a gift card, I'm like, this is such a shit gift. Like, I put no thought into this whatsoever.
I don't mind getting gift cards because it's like at least they know where at least I like to go.
See, I like getting gift cards for food places.
Oh, yeah. There
like,
you go.
I wonder if the trucks give gift cards. They would clean up on that shit.
No.
That's probably not a bad idea.
But they would clean up.
It's not a bad idea, but I don't think they do. Oh,
God, can you tell me how fucking glad I am the bacon truck is hanging around the valley?
Okay.
But
don't
no,
sound so excited
but
about
but seriously,
it.
Though, guys, if you ever visit, anyone listening, if you ever visit LA, look for the trucks because they are so
well, first of all,
fucking good.
Contact us and then we'll look for the trucks with you.
Right. We don't need to look. I know where they are.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but they're so plan. Good.
Oh, yeah. It's like when Big Fatty comes out here in May. Like, yeah, we're going to have to take a lizard.
Dry, and they're not.
What about once in your face?
Oh!
Ow.
Jesus.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can you tell me how fucking glad I am the bacon truck is hanging around the valley?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 778 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 25th of January 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I hope to hell that we announce the winner of the 777 contest. Big Friday, you gotta get on it and get it moving. Hey everyone, I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I had every intention yesterday of announcing who the winner was going to be of the 777 contest. But y'all, honestly, the time just got away from me because, y'all, it was a very successful promotion. And I want to thank, once again, Miss Kathy Bacon, who came up with the idea for it. And y'all who contributed the big prize, but y'all, I promise you today, in fact, y'all, as soon as this music is over, we are going to get right into it and pick right up where we left off yesterday with the one and only Guru Nudie's Call. Yes, Big Freddy, please move the show and the little contest forward. Yes!
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. And I'm calling with three goals today. One, to enter the 77 Sunset Strip contest. Two, to enter the number one fan contest. And three, my public savings guest. Stop that. Oh, God. Where's my gun?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hope we don't hear about Guru Nudie on the nightly news with Catherine Couric. Y'all, I'm so sorry that I wasn't able to get that in yesterday or the other calls that we've got coming up, but, judges, let's get right to it. Judges, was Guru Nudie the seventh unique caller into the A Little Show contest?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Cam. Excuse me. What's...
Now, y'all, I have no idea who that is. I have no idea who it is, y'all. I didn't recognize the voice. But, y'all, the call came in from the Sacramentos California, and I don't know if someone called by mistake or what, but you know the SATA 69 was out there over the weekend. Maybe he knows who it was. Maybe it was somebody the SATA 69 introduced the Impala to. I don't know, but judges, was Dan the unknown person? Was he the seventh unique caller? Yeah, Gussie, y'all. So now we're in a quandary. We have the unknown person who was the seventh unique caller. Y'all obviously knew who he was calling because he said, "Hey, McCrady." But y'all, I don't know. I just don't know who it was. So, mystery caller, you need to send Big Fatty an e-letter at ruined@ BigFattyOnline.com and give me an address to send your prize to. And please elaborate about who the hell you are. Who you is? Yes, Big Fatty, we need to know these things. Yes, indeed. So, y'all, but thank you to everyone who participated in the celebration of Big Fatty's 777th episode. Y'all, by the way, I forgot yesterday to do the scratch-offs. And y'all, so I'm going to do one right now. Y'all, I've got the holiday cash here, and this is from the Virginia Vagina Lottery. And y'all, I have to win. I can win up to $100,000, y'all. I'm probably gonna. It's probably gonna all be for naught. Not for naught, but for no good. Because y'all, I should have scratched him yesterday for the luckiest show of all. But y'all, that is Parmesan encrusted poke and some broccoli. Yes. Y'all, what I have to do is I have to match my numbers to any of the winning numbers, and to win that prize shown, if I reveal a bell symbol, I'll win the prize shown, but, on the Fast 50, if I have it's two games in one on the Fast 50. If there's a sleigh there, I'll immediately win $50. Y'all, let's just look at that one right now. Is there going to be a sleigh? Oh, no, it's a shovel. Big Fatty, shovel it out. Okay, no shovel. Yes, Big Fatty, no shovel. But now let's see what the winning numbers are here. We've got a number 19, and we've got a number 21, and we've got a number 5, and we've got a number 4. And y'all, I can win up to 16 times. Well, only 15 times now because I didn't win the Fast 50. Big Fatty, move forward. All right, y'all, here we go. The first number is a number 23. No winner there. And then we've got a number 6. No winner, Big Fatty. And a number 7. Not a winner. Number 11. No winner there. Number 8. No, not a winner. And then we've got a, what is this one? This is a number 20. No winner, Big Fatty. Number 9. No winner. Number 22. Not a winner. Number 18. No, Big Fatty. Not a winner there. Number 13. No winner there. And then the last 5. We've got a number 3. Not a winner. A number 1, no winner there. A number 30, not a winner. Number 14, no winner. And a number 26, poor Big Fatty, not a winner. So anyway, y'all, we've got a few more of those to do. How many more of these we got here? We have got, we've got stacks of cash, and then we've got the winter green, and we've got the double lucky sevens, and the mint money, and the winter green doubler. Oh, we've got 2 of those and the spicier hot cash. So, y'all, we've still got plenty to do. Y'all, I am, y'all, in fact, this, if ever there was breaking news, this is it.
This just in, the BFO Praise Buddha Desk. All of the Chroma Cards have been placed in the mail. Yes!
I'm just going to tell you, it has been weighing heavily on Big Fatty's mind. Oh, poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I have finally addressed the envelopes and written my notes and included the crema happies and got the cards stamped, and y'all, they have been placed. They have been placed in the mail with the United States Postal Service, so you'll probably, most of you will probably get it sometime about 4th of July. But y'all, that was one of the highlights over the weekend. Y'all, I hadn't even told you about the weekend yet. Y'all didn't do a damn thing. Let me just tell you. Did not do a tinker's damn thing. We had the LFC on a Friday. And y'all, it went for 2 hours. Yeah, Gussie. But y'all, we Big Fatty had some trouble getting into the chat room, the studio audience. But excuse me. Finally got in there, and y'all, we had a good crowd. And y'all, by the way, I didn't sleep with a Tinker's Dam on Sunday night. I don't know what it is. Is that Sunday night insomnia, y'all? Just Sunday night insomnia. Yes, McFreddy. But anyway, so after that was over, then y'all, there was a crowd on the what do you call that? The Skypes that wanted to chatter chat more, and y'all finally, I just got hot. It just got hot. It was hot. Oh, here in the fat cave, and I just said, no, I've got to go to bed. So I did, y'all. And y'all, they were predicting a wintry mix for late Friday night and early Saturday morning. But y'all, we didn't get a thing. We did not get a flake. But anyway, but y'all, it was chilly. It was chilly, let me tell you. And then y'all, on Saturday morning, we had a coal miners meeting and had to go in. But y'all, I woke up, you know, at my regular time. And Big Fatty, you've got time to roll over and have a little nip a nap. And y'all, I just kind of tossed and turned. Because y'all, you know, it's one of those things where you know you got to be somewhere. So you're afraid. I cannot fall asleep. Dear gosh. I don't know if I can do this. Dear gosh. But anyway, y'all, I got up about 9 a.m. I left the fat cave. I got up earlier and had my sure, and then I went and had me a lovely breakfast, a brofkas, and then I went to the meeting, and then y'all, I had announcing duties on Saturday evening, and y'all, I didn't even go out to the Saturday evening, but y'all, my old, most regular gentleman caller, just as I'm getting ready to leave, y'all, it is becoming obvious to me that he is looking at my calendar, because y'all, he's only asking if he can come over when I'm not available. But I told him that I had something to do, but I'd be home by 9 p.m. In the evening, and why don't he go out and have a couple of adult beverages and then come on over after that? He thought that was a lovely idea, and y'all, that kind of loosens him up a little bit. And Big Fatty, you are vulgar. Just vulgar. And so y'all, he came over, and y'all, I think he had one too many drinks, because he was like, so he needed to go on home. So, but we had a good time, you know, for about a half hour or so. And then on, what did I do on Sunday? Well, you know, I was still processing all the telephonic communications, you know, with the big contest and all. And y'all, I caught up on some of my TV machine programs, and played a lot of the Wedge with friends. Y'all, by the way, if you would like to play Big Fatty in the Wedge with friends, it is Big Fatty Online. And for the love of God, don't forget the online, because Big Fatty didn't come to me. It goes to somebody else. And I believe they may live in Walnut Hills. I don't know. Anyway, and y'all, that Kim Beaver, y'all, she is at it again. She has got something posted over there. Oh, dear Gussie. At the lodge about some new movie that has just come out, y'all, and you've got to go over there and see it. It is just lovely. And y'all, by the way, Miss Kathy Bacon sent me Was it Miss Kathy Bacon that said that? Yeah, I think it was. A picture on her camera machine, y'all, of a bottle of fish assholes. And y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that the cannery over there in Torsvon, bottled fish asshole juice. But y'all, evidently it is a delicacy. And, I loved it that Miss Kathy Bacon, had it. But y'all didn't even see Granny or Miss Porter over the weekend, and I watched some of the sports ball on Sunday, and just did a little cooking, and, you know, it was a very domestic weekend. I wouldn't say it was slovenly, but I didn't do a whole lot. And then what else? Oh, y'all, they are showing Oprah's family secret. I don't know what the secret is, but... somebody has just come onto the stage, and it's some sort of family secret. I don't know. The secret. Oh, dear Gussie. But I don't know what that is. Y'all, by the way, that Jack LaLanne died. And I don't know if y'all heard this or not, but he's dead. And y'all, he used to be on the TV machine in the black and white. And y'all, we all do our little exercises with him, and y'all, then he got into that juicer business, and y'all, it was just downhill from there. But y'all, speaking of celebrities out there in the Los Angeles, the City of Angels, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard you heard the boys from That's What She Said podcast. And y'all, they are looking forward to Big Fatty coming out for a visit. And y'all, evidently we are gonna go to the bacon truck. And y'all, I'm telling you, I'm following the bacon truck on the Twitty. And so y'all, it's very, very exciting. Y'all, I spoke to Miss Wes also. And he has moved out of the penthouse and into the hacienda. The only thing that was left in the penthouse was a big box of black dildos. And I don't know if they were his or if his mother left hers there or whatever. So he is officially out of the penthouse, and he's in the hacienda. And y'all, evidently the hacienda is not going to be is not going to be Camelot. No! Because y'all, evidently there are neighborly issues or something like that. I don't know what that means. But what else was I gonna say? Y'all, it was very, very, very quiet at the coal mine on Monday because Larry Clyde, y'all, Monday was his birthday and he went out of town for the weekend, and so he wasn't there. And then Mr. Veda, he is out in the California. He is in the Pacific time zone, y'all. And he is out there for the Mac World. And I know he is going to be doing some entertaining, not just attending the conference, but doing a little entertaining, except for Ant. Ant will not be participating. He's having a elective dental surgery, I believe. But let's see what else is going on. Oh, y'all, I got my paperwork. Oh, dear, I got my paperwork from the insurance company for me to save all the $300 something, $365. And so y'all, I signed all that. Got it right on back to the insurance lady and all that kind of stuff. So, y'all, once again, thank you to everyone who participated in the 777 contest. And y'all, don't forget the time. You still got time to get in on the coupon contest and on the number one fan of 2011 contest, and you know the winner gets to ride in the.
Tell me how fucking glad I am the bacon truck is hanging around the valley.
Oh, I want to ride in the bacon truck. Actually, I want to eat it.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.